could be the Shah coming out.
Mm? Oh, big Kabur Mayim.
Hmm?
Again, we touch a big Kabur Mayim.
Shem Yasa.
The Malo we sell of his phone call, they call Flat Mother Pai.
Shem Shah.
So, Shah is Kabana.
This is going to be Shah Kabanot, which means the gate of Kabanot. And that's from the Rizal. And Tanakh is quite short. We could probably do it inside. We'd have to see the Chesed Ram. I started getting to the Chesed Ram, but then I was like, we could just do the Shah Kabbalah. It's so short. Why not? Say the Hadlakas Haneros Hainod Kamusach Hakoyser Beis Yosef Zal Alakurim Begam Vesefer Shulchan Aruch. The first thing he starts with here, which is certainly very, very fascinating, he starts with the Halakha. He doesn't start with anything deeper. He says, how would the Rizal light the candles of Chanukah? This is what he would do. Laila harishona, yadli kaner shebetzad yemino. On the first night, he lit the right candle. Shehua yoster rochuk mina pesach mikol shebasenir. Here's the doorway. The menorah is next to the doorway, and you light the one furthest away from the door, the right on the right side. Uvalei asheni yadli kaner asheni lo shu yoster samach pesach yoster benarishon. There you go, right? Then you write the second to the last, and the second, and then go right. That's what you do every night. Then you light the one to the most left, closest to the doorway on the last night, and you do it 8 times, you go right the whole time. Start from that one, manipulate side, you know, hakorov, korov, korov, fine. But then again, now Rishu Mikulam Shu, but Tzad Yemin, the Madlik Nechlak, Nidlak Achron, but there you go. Yonam Nevarat Chila, Inik Kedusha Seyom Eidu. What is the holiness of Chanukah? How does Chanukah work? What do we get in Chanukah? The Chakak Nevarat Inim, Brikas Neir Shul Chanukah. Then, what are the brachas we say on the light of Chanukah? Vidi Kimosh Nevarat, Shabi Shabbosos, Shabi Mutomi, Roshu Chodashim, Yeshkem, Tosef Shkudusha, Al Yemin Chol. Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tiv, are holier than a regular weekday. Gam Chanukah Purim. Chanukah Purim is the same thing. Yesh Ben Tosef Shkudusha Yosem Yachol. It's also above the weekdays. On the Emadri Gosmi Shavu Ben Shabbos Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh. They're not the same as Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. There's something different about them. Ve'en Nisvaru Kolech Mekom. Each one is explained. What is Shabbos? What is Yom Tov? The Rizal explains each and everything. Where are you going? What are you doing? Yesterday I actually... It's amazing. Where are we going every Yom Tov? Where are we going every Shabbos? We learn about it and say, wow, why is my Shabbos not looking differently? Why is my Shabbos not different? If I'm reading all this beautiful stuff, maybe I'll see where can I hit my heart, reach my heart. Chanukah and Purim are in a different manner. They're different from Yom Tov and they're different from Shabbos. They're during the weekday. Kitar Vayu Inon, the Hod. Both of them have to do with Hod. Hod means thanksgiving. Thanking Hashem and admitting the truth and knowing the truth, which is that we may be very far, you know, your light in very low places to see, but the light of Chanukah reaches wherever I am. Hashem is visiting me and giving me the light no matter who you are.
On any level, is Chanukah and Purim equal? Because you're mentioning them together.
In a way, because Chanukah and Purim complement each other. And Rav Nosson writes in the Kutei Halachot and also the Shem Yishmur and other Hasidic greats. Maybe even in Ari or close to Ari, they bring down, and maybe Machbeth or Kosh, I'm not sure, is that Chanukah and Purim have a very significant difference from every other Yom Tov. Chanukah and Purim, Rosh Chodesh is its own Bechina, what it is. It completes each month. And it does a particular thing, what that function is. And if we see Rosh Chodesh, we'll find out what that is. But besides Rosh Chodesh, which is a special, special exception, generally speaking, a Yom Tov, any Yom Tov, any day that's a special holiday, you have regulations and restrictions. Mm-hmm. Except Chanukah and Purim. Why? Rav Nachman says it's because Chanukah and Purim imbue even our mundane lives with holiness, and the only way we were able to hold out through our long exile was through Chanukah and Purim. So there is something similar about them. Al-Nisim, we say by both. Why? Because this Chanukah and Purim show that every day, wherever you are, it's all miracles. It's all Nisim. That's Chanukah and Purim. And Purim is its own Bechina. The Megillah really is the story of everyone's life in a particular way, in a particular manner. And we'll see when the times comes, God willing. But in terms of Chanukah, is bringing the light down to where I am. You have the light low. We'll see that represents the lowest possible place. Usually the Shekhinah does not go below 10 tefachim. So what happened? How come we have to light below 10 tefachim if it's possible? Very strange. You light when the Shekhinah doesn't go, because this time the Shekhinah goes. And you know, there's no checklist, there's no application. So what I want, do I want to apply for a grant? I want to apply for a position. So when I apply to have the right to light Hanukkah candles, let's see, well, are you a good boy? Like, what do you do? No. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what you don't do. If you have a munah, and you just want the light of Hanukkah in your home, whatever else you may be doing, you light the light of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah candles, and the light comes into your house. And shines it in accordance to you with your level. But it's for everyone, whoever you are. And Rav Nosson says, this is the light of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, to get a little bit out of that light in your house, whoever you are. It is especially for people who are spiritually ill, and it's hard for them, and they're having difficulty. Rav Nosson says it's like the king comes to visit one of his servants who's not well. And the servant wants to do anything for the king, and the king says, no, just rest and get better. That's what kind of is, because it gives us like a convalescence. It holds us out through the long winter to connect to Hashem, and hold on the whole year. Is really, it's a very pivotal time for us. Hanukkah is a very powerful, beautiful time. We'll see a lot more about it as we learn these halachot. So he says like this. This is very, very interesting. Now, Shabbat Hapishu Tzvei Shachris B'chol B'yarnu D'yakob B'netzah V'malchus B'chol Tzvizah B'chol Hu Kol Yishos V'mi B'chanukah V'chol Asher Tavayu Inan B'chol. He says, I don't understand. We know that during the weekdays, your regular Shmoneh Esrei, you have Yaakov, the masculine aspect, the aspect of the emotional states, and putting Hashem into my life when I'm not like burnt out. No malchus, I don't need. The yoke of heaven is set up. My yod shemayim is set up. Now, I don't know how. Like, I have to be kind. I have to have the right kind of limits. All these things I need to have. I need to have truth. All these things, they have to be set up the right way. I don't know how to. I don't know how to do this. So I get netzah. It shows me how to get things to get it together in my emotional states. That's where Yaakov, the bechinah of Yaakov is, and then the bechinah, the malchus bechinah, the bechinah where I need to get it together with my Yor Shamayim, I need to get it together with my, when I'm having a hard time, when it's difficult, I'm challenged, something is difficult for me, so that aspect isn't holy. I said, now I'm telling you, Hanukkah, it's both in holy. Now, holy is lower than that's a holy. So it sounds like you were lowered on Hanukkah, that can't possibly be. So what does it mean that the both elements are in holy? He said, Al-Inyin hu al-Deh should be on with the Jewish Rosh Chodashim, but in Yom Tov, says like we talked about during Yom Tov that the Malchus gets more Kedusha on Yom Tov. Malchus gets directly. Usually, the only way to influence the lower self is to build the higher self. Then you can influence the lower self. If you're acting in a way that's proper, and you're speaking in the way that's proper, and your thoughts are more or less proper, let's say, more or less, doing whatever you can. So that's the way you influence the part of you that needs to be fixed. Like, well, this is like this challenge. As the Nechtelio says, it's the part of you that says, this I could never change, no way. That's what you have to do. That's what you need to work on. That's exactly what you need to work on. And the way you need to work on that, that's where your Malchus is. It's like, I have to make Hashem the Melech here, and it's like very hard. Malchus, make Hashem the Melech here. It's hard, I don't know. Very difficult. What do you mean? I have to remember Hashem, even when I drink a couple of beers. And maybe I shouldn't really have so many or any beers. Well, I don't know. Really? What, when I smoke a cigarette, God is there? I mean, come on, I gotta relax. I gotta get a little, you know. Gotta get that rush, man. And it's like, well, where's Hashem? Don't worry about that now. Right now, it's like, no, you have to bring Hashem into it and try it. And again, I'm not trying to say, you know, Chas V'Shalom, to judge any Jew, God forbid, or any person. Why would judge? We wouldn't judge anyone. But like, you have to try to bring Hashem into where you are. What person might be in feeling? You know, food is the same thing. The food is like this too. You're trying to remember Hashem when something happened. I feel embarrassed. No one even realized.
What about his positive?
Also, yes, we need to bring Hashem into his bodhis in a real way, in a real, real way, and not a way that's going to be. Not really me speaking to Hashem. It's like I'm just saying words. I know I have to do an hour, like the chicks. You look at that watch. Another 4 minutes. Another 8 minutes. Another. What is your responsibility? Where are you? Well, I don't know. I can't speak today. I just can't. You got to find a way to turn to Hashem. And you're right. And that's hod, exactly. It's also true. Being modest, seeing where you are, seeing admitting my fault. In fact, the Hashem, for all the good, anyway, I have good. The good doesn't go away because I have fault. That fault. A little time, I'll work on it. I'll fix them, God willing. B'chein hukan, ki hine b'chol Yaakov yonei ka'araso b'chein ka'arashala. That's from Nahod. During the weekday, you get netzach and hod, go through your higher self. Yaakov, this b'chein. And on a cosmic level, there's also the higher Indian, there's the lower Indian, whatever these things mean, which is not, that's not the purpose of this shiur at all, to work it through. But the bottom line is that we get the ability to influence the lower self, the hod, through the higher self. When we're put together, when we're supposed to be, not when we feel like completely effaced or whatever. Each person, and again, it's not only sometimes there's a physical action a person does to sort of like I anchor myself. I want to anchor myself into the world, so I eat a lot, right? It's like, you know, I feel like I have substance. I feel like I like really enjoy my food, my spirit, blank, you know, whatever you want to say. And sometimes it might not even be anything like that. It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be an action. It could just be a person feels good in one way or feels bad another way. And he's dealing with it. He can be depressed. He can be this. He can be lots of things. And that's his lower self. That's where he's got to deal with it. And it's very hard. Again, always with the imagination. So he says, now the malchus gets directly. I'm able to shine a light into my lower self. And that's a little bit maybe part of playing the dreidel. A little part of playing the dreidel is to pay attention to what this is such an amazing thing. Everything flips around. And there's a very big picture which we don't even see. Right, there's different worlds, so much, there's different zichinus, and there's a whole, there's a very big picture, but like a little part of the puzzle, we said, you have to realize, the reason why I have the lower self is in the cool gagalim, right, the good things move on, and there's a low, the low world and the higher world, there's different zichinus. That's what a dreidel is, to understand that I have this lower self because I'm saddled with this problem to fix because I need to fix it. Either I need to fix it because I messed up in another lifetime, or on the contrary, because I did well. And it's okay, now we're going to send you out left field, and we'll give you a little ore, and let's see if you could do it. Let's see what you could do. You'll get your friend's portion. Now you have a chance. Maybe this person is too far away, and suddenly you can say, oh, it's a book. It's something. It's something like it wakes up in him. What happened? You were sent to be in that place, and then to light it up by coming closer. I was sent to be in this place, and I have to light it up by coming closer, by being who I'm supposed to be. Despite the barriers, the impossible barriers, like, wow, I can't understand, how do I do this? I don't know. Just happen. I should just do it from there. I don't know how to do it. And that's what Hanukkah does. Hanukkah enables me to connect that and realize that there's light in my difficulty. The reason why I have light is because of this problem, this challenge, is what I'm here for, to fix. And it's not my disability, it's my greatness. And just because I messed up, it doesn't matter. Bottom line, my greatness is the weaknesses that I have to fix. That's the greatness that I have in me. Because that enables who I am to be who I'm supposed to be. It's much higher than weekdays. Weekdays usually you have to go through your higher self, you have to focus on yourself. On Hanukkah, it's you do it yourself. You mamish bring the light directly into the lower self. That's why it's such an important element to look at the Hanukkah candles. Look at those candles. The Shas, the 36 Masechtas, is the 36 candles, 36 Masechtas. Because there's light in each Masechta that we need to complete ourselves, and we get it now. We can bring it in now. And then the person's able to learn it properly. We have such opportunities with Hanukkah. It's like unbelievable. The Sfarim, the Maditshuvah, and all the great people, they talk about the crazy lost opportunities. You make parties, you do this. Hanukkah is supposed to be a time which is like a person is completely overwhelmed with the kindness of Hashem, and he's shining into the hardest things he has to deal with. The hardest part of his personality, now's the time when you can try to light goes right directly in. And you realize, you know, yeah, I'm actually kind of sick. I have like part of me that's like sick, and I have to heal it, I have to convalesce it, I have to help it, and that's what I'm here for. And I shouldn't feel like, what, I'm so sick. Yeah, I admit, and it's going directly to.
So, I don't know if you spoke about it, I'm sorry, but I think there's a concept of the lowest thing that has the greatest light, right? Has the greatest.
It can, if you reveal light there.
Inherently, in order for that lowest place to exist, it also has to have a higher thing in it.
Yes. Again, to reveal the light, there is hard. Here, let's put it like this. The Rebbe, that's Ayu. The Rebbe says that we need to have a place that exists that seems so devoid of godliness that a person could do like the worst thing in the first place. Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, that godliness has to be like hyper powerful, like very powerful, in order to hide in such a place. So says, if you find it, so then you're like, you're uplifted to the highest place, but it's not so easy to find. You have to search and cry out. Not so simple. But the bottom line is, usually, like I was saying before, I can't really connect to the lower self except through my higher self. Like, when I'm working on myself in things positive and doing good things and trying, so I can like slowly try to deal with the issues which are just like, you know, they make me cry. I might just want to cry. It's like too hard. I can't handle this cry. I can't handle that cry.
Then to God in the room, the room is very dark. You need some small light.
That's right. The small light goes a very long way. But the thing here is, I want to shine into the lowest part of me, and I don't know how to do. Like, it's very, very hard to do. Usually, I can't even face it. It's too much. Too hard. But nothing says don't face it. You can't. It's not an understanding. That's not truth. Truth is not that you're discouraged and you give up. It's not called truth. That's called falsehood. Truth is what brings you to God, brings you to Hashem. So I have to know that Hanukkah is the time when I can bring the light into the lowest part of me. Everything I can face hold. I'm more than I can face up. Always the mouth is a matter of hold. It's wonderful to make a photo of this before the candles. That's fantastic. That's exactly right. It's the Or HaGadol, the highest light is that in those lights. So we have an opportunity, we have a special chance to really change everything. Everything can be changed. I can transform myself completely. That's what kind of thing is. We have to do our best. I hope I'll be here at 3 tomorrow. But you know, I'll make an effort. I have swim today.
Okay, so that's it?
That's kind of it for today, I think. Yeah.